Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
NCAT, the reality of tribunal. This podcast is aimed at property managers, particularly property managers who are relatively new to the industry. Time after time we hear stories about landlords who feel that their property manager has taken too long to take action on an issue with their property. A great example being rental arrears. One of the criticisms is usually that the property manager has not been in the industry very long, and had the property been taken care of by someone more senior, the rental arrears may not have spiralled out of control. Any professional that is new to their industry needs the time to gain experience, and what we at the college have found to be an area of great trepidation for newer property managers is the New South Wales Civil and Administrative Tribunal. While NCAT can be somewhat intimidating, it is a necessary tool for those working in property management. It is also imperative that the property manager is utilising the tribunal to the advantage of their landlords in the correct manner, as it can have serious impacts on the outcome of any tenancy matter if the application is made too early or too late, or the proper process has not been followed. For example, as a matter of due process, it is strongly suggested that a property manager should be making an application to NCAT seeking a specific performance order, SPO, if a tenant is behind on their rent, even if it is just the first time. A SPO is an order that requires the tenant to perform in a particular manner, i.e. pay their rent or the tenancy can be terminated. This will make the eviction process easier should the tenant become a frequent late payer, because they have not only not paid their rent, but have also breached a specific performance order issued by the tribunal. If you are a property manager that is hesitant to go to the tribunal because you do not have the experience or you are too nervous, remember the following. The tribunal is a public space. If you have some spare time, go and sit in for an hour or two and watch the process. It is a relatively informal jurisdiction in comparison to court. While suits, ties, gowns and wigs are not seen here, you are still expected to dress appropriately. In this jurisdiction, neat office attire is perfectly fine. Organisation is key. As a property manager, it is imperative that you are on top of your tasks as dates roll around. With the tribunal, this is the only way to present a matter. If you are too early to apply, you can jeopardise your matter, or if you haven't met the proper service requirements, the matter can be turned away. Make sure you are organised. Remember that the tribunal is based on consumer protection. No one, particularly the tribunal member, wants to kick someone out of a property at the first hearing, so don't expect that outcome at the first instance. However, if you are keeping all records, making the appropriate applications on time, and start with the specific performance order, you will be more successful in NCAT. So, if you are a property manager, take every opportunity you can to learn more about the tribunal and expand both your knowledge base and your experience.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.